Okay,
Yes, please
so
do.
great to hear Patrick share also. What God inspire us, directs us, gives us focus, we say, confess, say, and make a move towards that. And God does the orchestration. He's already planned all these great things for us from the before the overthrow, before the foundation of the world. 2 years ago, 2022, I think November, we visited Maharashtra state and Telangana state with leaders, and we had Patrick and Christelle, Bruno, and who else from other parts of the world? I don't exactly remember, but to this group, Krishna joined, Suresh Jyoti, they have fellowships, believers, laborers in Hyderabad. So our visit was first to Nagpur in Maharashtra state, leaders meeting, Delhi to Nagpur, airport in Nagpur, and then Nagpur to Hyderabad, another direct flight. And Hyderabad to Aurangabad in another city in Maharashtra. Nagpur is easternmost side of Maharashtra. Maharashtra state is wide, and the western side facing the Arabian Ocean, Mumbai is situated. So we had this visit. Krishna had certain important business thing that popped up that he was required either back in Kathmandu or in Delhi, that I don't remember. So he was considering to go back to take care of that business. Because I helped him to do the booking, I think, or like check in, something like that, for him, for flights. So he came to me, and then we were going to do, and then also booking of another flight to go back to take care of this business, cut short of this trip. Perhaps I don't exactly remember, but this point came up that I spoke about first thing first. That whatever that God wants us to do, that's first thing. Then all the rest, all these things shall be added unto us. But if we don't move in the vision, direction, inspiration of God, then we lose that incredible benefits. So something like that, and then he made the decision that he will stay with the group. He will complete this itinerary and would go back to do the necessary things. But he was pressurized by other people upon Krishna that he had to take care of this urgently. But Krishna made that choice to not to go there, but to remain in this trip. Because he stayed, he get to know these Maharashtra leaders. Had he left the trip from Hyderabad, he would not have met these key individuals that later on Krishna would be the key person. God would, through Krishna, do mighty things, change the climate, storm to perfect weather. So that one decision. So these decisions are for us also. Each day, and as we are walking with God, God gives us the decision time for us to choose the right path, beneficial path. And at times somebody else, spiritually minded, could encourage that person to make the right choice, or the personally, that individual recognize that what God is showing that individual. And at times that person may not even know that this was from God, but kind of knows that that is a important thing to step forward. So God is working in us according to our level of understanding, willingness, tradition, to get us to make the right choice and right decision, and to execute in that path. And when we will do that, move in that path, enlightenment, light illuminates, and the fruit and success, the prosperous journey continues. So it's very important that we keep making that decision in the direction of what God is showing each one of you. Because God made you to flourish, tree by the rivers of water. God wants you to shine brightly in this world. You are such an important and powerful individual. One person continue to make decision in alignment with God will cause millions of people in the world to be saved, to come to the light, and will manifest more abundant life. So we are not small Joes, common individual, that kind of level. We are not like that. We are super powerful individuals. God specifically highly exalted us and placed us, made us to sit at the most powerful seats at the right hand of God to impact, to manifest, to show the principalities and powers who's ruling right now, sitting at the seat that Adam lost, to show them that incredible, manifold, the uncountable wisdom and power, and them to feel that they are dominated. Dominion is given to us. So in order to manifest that dominionship, we make with our free will the choice, the direction that God is taking us to. That decision, that one little decision to do, to walk forward, it may appear insignificant. Krishna at that time, 2 years ago, was not knowing that one decision to remain with the group to complete that trip would revive all these incredible leaders, the key overseer, and all these wonderful leaders who at that time were going through turmoil. So that decision, God got him to see into the minds of these leaders, and they open up and share with him what's going on, their hearts. And it appeared that after that was 2022, so 2023, towards the end or beginning of 2024, with full thrust, things started happening. And now, because Krishna made that one little decision, he could have decided to take the other one, then this timing would be postponed or delayed, but he took the right path. And now God has opened incredible door to Krishna in Maharashtra state. Maharashtra. Maha means great. Great state. Because we are of and at such an incredible position, we choose God's way, and God will make sure to show you that's God's way, God's direction. He will give you so many hints. If we are not figuring out or understand whether is this from God or not, but one's heart is open towards God, then God will externally, internally give you so much hints that fool cannot err therein. Like, God will make it so sure that that's the path. So we don't have to worry. It's God's job to get you to know that's the right path. We don't have to play guessing games, but our wonderful Father will make clear the righteous path, prosperous path. And through that, the Mighty One, His Son, His daughter, will impact, dominate, and onto the utmost parts of the world. That's the vision. Of course, God is continually giving us the hope, God of hope. God is giving us the future direction, His righteous direction. That's hope, something to we are excited about. By focusing on the right one, right words, direction, then we are excited, we are blessed. And that will keep you hot continually. So God of hope, so He has plenty of incredible product, timely for you each time, each day. And we walk in that. As a result, you will prosper and you will flourish and you will cause others to flourish. Cause others by the right words that God is giving to you, and you are willing to speak, willing to act, for them to also be able to know how to get the right words. So, okay, that's what I want to share.